Okay, some of the injuries. Here we go. Dwight Lowry was out with a concussion today. Stephen Burton had concussion-like symptoms that he's had, so he'll go through the NFL protocol now. So we kept him out of practice. Maurice Jones-Drew, Roy Miller, both got the day off today. We'll be back on the field tomorrow. Dwayne Grotz and Mike Brown were also out. Grotz, he's doing good now. He's really making progress. He's off his the crutches, out of the boot. He's walking around. He's doing pool work. So making really good progress. Will Blackman, he is symptom-free today, but we limited as well as Alan Ball. Alan Ball looks good. Went through our protocol as well, and looks very good. So we hope to get both those guys back. They should be ready to go tomorrow. The following players were limited: Mercedes, Alan Ball, like we talked about, JT Thomas, and Uche. But Mercedes felt good. I'm talking to him. It's been good for him. You know, he kind of came back. I think part of it is just gaining confidence and that he truly is back, and he felt really good. So that was great news. Mercedes, that's the plan, to go out there and kind of hold him back a little bit today and get him involved and see how it turns out, and then increase his reps tomorrow. So hopefully we can get him to that.
He says he's going to play Sunday. Do you think he will?
Mercedes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless something happens between now and then. But right now, yeah, that we're planning on that, Vito.
You talked about seeing Gabbert play with freedom on Friday with the scout team. Did that translate today in a real
way? Well, yeah, and I think what I mean by that is, I think as a coaching staff, we need to be supportive of him taking chances, you know, and just say, hey, it's okay, throw the deep ball, you know, go for it. And if something happens, well, you know, that's okay. And be really give him the feeling that he doesn't have to be as conservative. And that's not him. Maybe we've done that more to him than anything. And so we just wanted to have that freedom like you're seeing with some of our other guys. The quarterback position should be no different.
What kind of flow do you think he was able to establish today?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Now, I figured you'd ask me, where is he? Is he back completely? I think just like what we anticipated, him coming back after, you know, going through some team reps and getting the rush back on him, I thought he was effective, and I'm sure he would probably say there were some passes he should have hit. But as far as taking charge and the flow of the offense and things like that, it was good. I thought today's practice was good. You know, I don't think it was an emotional practice. I don't know if it was a highly spirited practice. But I thought it was a really good work day. Really good work day. And I guess, I don't know the reason. Maybe flying back, coming back here from the West Coast for whatever reason. But that's okay. You're going to have some days like that. As long as we put the work in and get it done, that's good.
The signing of Will Blackman, how much has that helped the team?
It's been very good for us. Very good. Boy, I mean, look at him. You know, played a lot of ball for us already in this short period of time. And I think his leadership, you know, he's playing the games, he's playing the Super Bowl. I think that experience that he brings helps out our guys.
And particularly since the other three guys were rookies, at least that he played with most on Sunday, do you see him kind of working with them at all?
Yeah, I do. I see him helping them more like in practice and after the series rather than on the field. I think on the field, everybody's kind of locked into what they're doing. But definitely when he comes off the field and having conversations with Scooter, he was great.
Gus, you said Monday coaches want to take a deep look at what you guys do and find some things that you could do, make you better quickly. Did you find anything maybe Tuesday?
You know what, I don't think you'll see any drastic changes, but I think you might see some subtle changes. You know, I think, you know, we want to be careful what message we're sending. And so it's not like we're going to come back and you're going to see, now we're going to run quarterback up on the center, huddle every play, two back, pro, let's run lead week. You know, it's not going to be like that, but I think it's within our scheme, what can we do to increase that productivity, increase the flow of our offense.
And is that the same reason you haven't changed any personnel, kind of the same thing?
Some of the personnel, like wide receiver, you know, it's hard, you know, at that position. And offensive line-wise, we got Brewster in there. We had Meester have a day off today, take a look at him. You know, in there at some other spots too. So, but I believe in our offensive line. I know they're very professional. They're very professional, and they know the standard we want. And I believe in them. We'll get it right.
The interior line's been getting trashed, but one of these rating things said that Meester and Uche graded out very well last week. Did they?
You know what? I think there was times that we did some good things, and then there's other times that you know, we need to get better. You know, their exact grade, I don't know. I can't give you a percentage, but, you know, where they're at.
On Will Rackley, when a guard is struggling like you're doing, how can you help him?
Well, I think maybe there's some things protection-wise and things like that, but, you know, what I really want to do is make sure he's healthy. You know, I think that's for me, is to make sure that, you know, he's a really tough-minded, strong individual. And he'll play through injuries. And I think we really need to take a look at just to see where he's at health-wise. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe it's a day off tomorrow or something like that just to let him, you know, get back. And because he'll go now. And, you know, that's what I love about our offensive line, the pride they have. I know it stung them a little bit, but, you know, that's okay. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll grow together because of it.
Isn't Derek Marks playing too many snaps?
He's playing a lot of snaps. We're looking at Dedrick, and Avery Jones got more reps today. We're going to take a good look at him. There's an example. You know, all of a sudden, Avery was a guy that we're saying, all right, maybe we need to throw him in the competition and see if he can develop and give us some reps there. It's a good call.
Do you have any level of concern right now about the interior?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to – it's the third game, and, yeah, we know that at times there was things that we struggle at. I think – you're really going to feel it when they do. We have other positions that maybe have plays here or there that we're struggling as well. So I think, you know, that's something where we got to come out and get it right. And, you know, so that's the challenge for them, is to get it right. How we did it isn't acceptable. So let's go get it correct.
Is Justin Forsett's playing time being limited by the toe?
Well, you know, he's a third down back. And, you know, it was a situation where we'd like to see him get some reps. You know, but who are you going to take him away from? You know, you got Mojo had 19, and then Tomlin had 2, and D-Rob had 2, and so are you going to take 5? You know, it's one of those things I think we're battling. But we talked about that yesterday. How can we incorporate him? Because the reason we brought him in here was to be that second back. And but there's strong competition there. We like what Tomlin brings. And it's more of a change of pace from what Mojo is. You know, all of a sudden now you got more speed on the field. So that's why we like Tomlin.
How far along is Gabbert as far as the zip that he has on this?
Well, it's pretty good. You know, I thought that he threw really well today. I think we had some different route combinations that we challenged with our receivers and the quarterback today. So, you know, some of it was just the newness of that. Generally, you go into a game saying, here's our package that we run week in and week out, and then here's some things that we're going to change up, and those are the ones we concentrated on today. So some of those were new concepts for him.
You said when you named him the starter that you liked how he could stretch the field vertically and horizontally.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like he's back in him?
Yeah, and then you saw us today, you know, as far as some shots that we took today, you know, and that's part of, like, what you said about the freedom. You know, we have to take some shots.
Gratz won't play still. He won't play this.
Who's that?
Gratz.
He won't play. They don't.
What about Ball?
Very good.
Very, very good. And with Lowry, I'll have him play Clayton again.
Yeah, now we got Josh. You know, but I told you before, I thought one of the things that is really good about our guys is, and I mentioned it before about the world being big, you know, earlier, you know, the first game we talked about it. But it feels like it's shrinking a little bit for those guys. You know, Cyprian's showing up more. Josh, 7 tackles in the game. And, you know, in an environment like that in Seattle, they're a really highly touted team. And the guys went out there, and they played. Now, they might have made a mistake here or there, but I thought their aggressiveness and how they played really aggressive and physical. So that's a great demonstration. I think that world is getting smaller for them.
Josh be helped by getting the first-team reps?
Yeah, they'll help them.
You know, yeah. Because you're just thrown in there.
Yeah, how about that, Vito? I mean, he gets thrown in there after the first play and did some good things. So it's promising for him. But that's what you need those guys to do. It's a really tough challenge for a second-team guy to get minimal reps and then jump in there and have to play, you know, the whole game. So,
how valuable is it to have a guy like Mercedes Lewis on the field who's not just a pass-catching tight end but a blocking tight end?
It's very important. We need that guy at the point of attack that can block for us. And he's the leadership, too. You know, I think he has a presence when he's in the huddle. And, you know, when he breaks down the team, he talks to the team. You know, some guys may just break it down and then leave, but Mercedes always has a message for him, you know, and that's the type of player he is and what he brings to us.
Hey, their offensive coordinator was at Stanford.
Yeah.
Do you see some San Francisco similarities with their running game?
What San Francisco's doing now? I think it's probably closer to what Stanford did than what San Francisco did. You know, because San Francisco now is in the pistol and they'll do all the read option and stuff like that. Where, you know, they're more two back run game. You know, run some toss crack, things like that. Some traditional, a little bit more traditional runs.
Because Richardson just got there, is there still a little bit of an unknown how they're going to use
him? A little bit of an unknown, but I don't see him changing too much. I think they're like what we're trying to be, the execution. Let's execute. This is what we're going to do, and let's do it very well.
How do you give up 5 touchdown passes against the rookies the secondary night? They had your luck.
Yeah.
So what is your answer to that?
So a great challenge, you know, great challenge for those guys. You know, for a week until D-Lo gets back, they need a nickname, Vito. Huh? Those guys back there, they're scrappy, they'll fight, they'll challenge one another. And I love that spirit. And so we just got to help them grow. And we got to coach them up every play. Every play, we got to talk to those guys. But as long as they love ball and they want to get better, shoot, let's go.